Porter asked you some very interesting questions. It got you to agree with some things that are very different from what you said before. So I need to go back over those things with a little more careful detail. She asked you if when Cartoon Wah came over and asked where his daughter was, you knew that everyone was unclear where Sunamu was, and everyone was looking for her. Did you know that when Cartoon came over? All you knew was that Cartoon asked a single question, where is my daughter?
Yes.
So Cartoon was looking for his daughter.
Cartoon had a problem. Yeah, he was looking for his daughter.
But that's all he told you.
Yes.
She then asked you if on the next day, Tuesday the 1st, when you got home from work in the evening, there were police everywhere.
Yes.
Her next question was whether there were lots of regular people out looking for Sunamu. And you said yes to that. Did you know that there were people out searching for Sunamu when you got home from work on Tuesday?
I didn't see any regular people that were searching for her, or I don't even know what the police were searching for. I know that there was a police that was searching for something.
But no one told you in your language what the police were searching for, is that right? A little later she asked you this question. When the police came over, they were still looking for Sunamu, right? And you said yes. Did you know when the police came and knocked on your door that they were looking for Sunamu?
Yes. When the police knocked the door, I didn't know that it was searching for the door.
In fact, you only found that out when the police interviewed you quite a bit later.
Yes.
After the police were done talking to you that night, Ms. Porter asked you if you were released to go back to the apartment. But you didn't go back to apartment 472.
Oh, we can't go back there.
So where did you sleep that
night? Yeah, the caseworker put us somewhere else.
And did you sleep in that other apartment for a few nights until they found you a new place to stay?
Yeah, we move into their house.
And finally, she asked you if Isar Med is Muslim, Indian, or Kular. Have you used any of those terms to refer to him other than in identifying who the person is?
I never used that term.
if you had called him Muslim, would you have done that in a way that you meant that in a disparaging way?
그러면 그 무슬림 내가 좀 이번에 내가 과찬해요. 무자는 무녀야. 과찬. I never think that that would be a offend word for him.
Did you have any individual problems with Isar Men? Did you not like him?
Isar Men, I never know. I don't know. Isar Men?
Yes.
Isar Men. Isar Men. I have no personal problem with him at all.
That's all I have.
Thank you. About 10 questions, Judge. Cody, did you hear the helicopters hovering over South Park?
Well, you didn't know that. Yeah, in the nighttime.
Did you hear the police pounding on your door in the middle of the night?
No. We're sleeping.
Did you notice in the middle of the night, police shining spotlights in your apartment?
No, I was sleeping.
And it's your testimony today to Mr. Parrish that with all of this police, you had no idea what was going on. Is that correct?
Your Honor, I'm going to object to the question because he's not testifying to Mr. Parrish.
Is it your testimony today that you had no idea what was going on?
Yes.
Nothing.